SAT7 is a Christian satellite TV network that reaches into millions of homes across the Middle East and North Africa with a message of hope and love. Its dual purpose is to share the love of Christ and to encourage Christian viewers across the region in their faith. SAT7 is an ecumenical organisation that includes the main Christian denominations, and its total audience is believed to be in the range of 15 million people, many of them Muslims. The executive director of SAT7 is Kurt Johansson, who spoke to myself, Susie Hodges.
We're trying to show the love of Christ to the whole Middle East and North Africa. The message of love and forgiveness is very unique in this part of the world, and it's really what this part of the world needs the most. So we're trying to make God's love visible.
It's not only Christians, presumably, who watch your broadcast. Do you have any idea how it sort of breaks down into who is listening to you and where you have the most listeners?
We made a study together with Intermedia, and we found out that the majority of our viewers are, in fact, in Saudi Arabia, Morocco and Iraq. We have viewers in every country of the Middle East, but one out of three children in Saudi Arabia are watching our children's channels, that's 7 Kids. And one out of four children in Iraq is watching our children's channel.
And most of them are Muslims.
There must be, because there are very few Christians in Saudi
Indeed.
Arabia. But we're never attacking Islam. We're never talking negatively of any church, of any religion. We're just trying to bring the good news of Christ to the world and to talk positively about the others.
So are you going beyond that to try and promote interfaith dialogue and encourage among your listeners the view that Muslims and Christians are brothers and sisters and both should be treated with equal respect? I mean, do you...
Sure, that's very, very important. And that's part of our strategy, that we will bridge the gap between many different groups. In fact, we have a live program 2 hours every Saturday night called Bridges, where we bridge the gap between Muslims and Christians. And we have, in any or every program so far, we have had Muslims discussing with Christians. So we're not only talking about the others, but with the others. And that's quite unique in Arabic TV stations. So I think we're one of the most balanced TV stations in the Middle East.
Of course, you're broadcasting in the Middle East, where, as we all know, Christians are dwindling in number. This has been a concern for a long time of all the major Christian denominations there. Are you doing anything in your broadcast to try and arrest that trend, to try and encourage Christians to stay in the land of their birth, to keep Christianity alive there?
I think it's the whole philosophy of SAT7 is to give a voice to the local Christians. And just by existing, I think we are giving the Christians an identity in the Middle East. And we have a number of spots where we encourage people to stay in the country. A lot of people are giving their statements, yes, it's difficult to be in Iraq, yes, it's difficult to be in Egypt as a Christian, but I will stay here. This is my country. This is where my family is, and this is where my church is. So we are calling the Christians to stay in this part of the world, and we're also telling them that the West is not a paradise. There are many problems when you immigrate to the West. So you should really consider what you are doing.
You must get quite a lot of feedback. What has been some of the most inspirational feedback that you've got that tells you you're going on the right path? Can you share with us some of that?
We have a lot of feedback, especially from scattered believers, Christians who live in areas where there are very few Christians, who say that this is giving them spiritual food for their lives, giving them new hope and a kind of identity as well. Because they cannot ask their non-Christian, their Muslim neighbors to go to a church because there is probably no church, but they can invite them to watch SAT7 and there they can see what is a Christian faith.
Have you heard of anybody who's actually convert to Christianity as a result of watching your broadcast? That's a touchy subject, I know. But...
Conversion is very touchy in this part of the world, but we know, especially in Iran, we know of many Christians, many Muslims who become Christians. I was recently in Australia in a church full of Iranians who all came up to me and said, we became Christians in Iran because what you told us, because we never heard about Christianity before. Now we know and we want to follow Jesus.
You're broadcasting, of course, amongst other areas to the Middle East where there's been the crisis in Syria, this war that's gone on for more than 2 years. How have you responded in your programming to this crisis, in reacting to it and making people aware of the suffering of the people there?
We have a number of programs directed towards Syria. We have one live program every Monday night called Allo Syria, where people from Syria can call in and tell their stories, ask for prayer support, ask for help, share their stories, how they have helped others, try to create a kind of community to try to reach out and help all those in need. And we told the whole Middle East population to pray for the victims in Syria, as well as donate money to those who are trying to help them with food and so on.
Now, tell us about some of your most popular and inspirational programmes, the ones where you really do find that listeners make a point of tuning into that because it's one of their favourite programmes.
Yeah, we have a very famous and very lively programme from Tunisia, where a very well-known Tunisian professor is debating with a number of Muslim well-known people about difficult issues like adoption, sexual abuse of women, which is very common, like can you be a soldier, a Christian, and then kill someone? All these taboos, in a way, they discuss very openly about that, and that attracts a lot of viewers. But also our children's channel is probably the most popular channel, with millions of children watching it day by day, because here they have very positive messages. They can learn more, they can be inspired, they can learn about the world, but also about the Christian faith.
Tell us some about some of these kids' programs, or some of the flagship programs.
Yeah, we have a very simple program called Rita's Bedtime Story. This is a personality from Lebanon called Rita who reads Bible stories for children. She does that in such a nice, soft way that millions of children are watching that before they go to bed, and then they pray an evening prayer with Rita. Other stories or the programs are about quiz programs where you can win a prize if you can answer a lot of questions about the Bible, about the church tradition, and so on. So we try to bring the teaching of the church and the Bible alive through a lot of interactive programs.
You are a Christian organization, but you said you're ecumenical. So you have Christians from various denominations working for you, ranging from Catholic through to Lutheran or what? Can you tell us a little bit about the makeup?
Yeah, we are very unique in the sense that we are locally based and we are very ecumenical. That means that we have our board is consisting of church leaders from many different denominations, from Catholics, Orthodox, and a number of Protestant churches. And also our staff reflects that variety. So we try to show the unity of churches in the variety of churches. It's a very difficult thing from time to time to do, but we believe that's the only way, and that's also the only way to show the non-Christians that Christians, yes, they can be divided, but they can also be united. And in many discussion programs we have church leaders from the three major denominations, Catholics, Orthodox, and Protestants, discussing. They may not agree on everything, but at least they can sit together and they can talk with love and respect.
And how difficult is it to fund your organisation? Because your listeners don't pay, do they? I mean, it must be a constant struggle, isn't it? Tell us a bit.
Yeah. I mean, some of the money from Foster 7 comes from Middle East Christians. But we have extended the calling, come over and help us, because the Christians of the Middle East are very few now. So we have invited Christians from all over the world, the US, Europe, the Far East, Australia, wherever, to come over and help. And the budget of SAT7 is about $12 million a year. And somehow we get that money every year. We don't ask the viewers to pay, because many viewers don't like that approach, and also they don't have any credit cards or any bank accounts. But recently, we just for the first time ever launched our bank number or account number on SAT7, and the first to pay was a Muslim lady from Morocco. She paid, in fact, 5,000 euros to SAT7.
So, did she give a reason?
She said, "I love your. This is the only way that I can get food for my soul, and I love the way that you respectfully deal with other faith." So that was a very encouraging donation for us.